Kleine Worte, Episode 7. Last time it was modal particles, the words that soften a command. This time it's discourse fillers, the words that soften a whole thought. Hedges, approximations, and stalling noises. These matter for a reason that has nothing to do with grammar. When your Dutch is halting, the silences are where you lose people. Fillers let you keep the floor while you think. They're not sloppiness. A fluent Dutch speaker uses them constantly and deliberately. The workhorses, zeg maar. Literally just say. But functionally, it's the English-like. Or sort of. A flag that you're approximating. Het is zeg maar een soort park. It's like sort of a park. Extremely common. Occasionally mocked for being overused and enormously useful when you don't have the precise word, which, at A2, is most of the time. Eigenlijk means actually, or really, and it flags that what's coming might cut against expectations. Ik wil eigenlijk thuis blijven. I actually want to stay home. The eigenlijk is doing apology work. I know I said I'd come, but Dutch people use this to decline things gently, so it is worth recognizing when it's aimed at you. Een beetje, a bit, a little, downscales any adjective. And Dutch reaches for it far more than English does. Ik ben een beetje moe. I'm a bit tired. Understating is the default register here. Someone who is exhausted will say een beetje moe. Someone whose house has burned down will say het was niet ideaal. Match the level and you'll sound native much faster than better vocabulary alone would get you. Two tag enders. Of zo goes on the end to signal the details might change. Or something. We gaan naar de film of zo. We're going to the movies or something. And Enzo, which in writing is Enzo but in speech slurs into one word, is and stuff. For a list you can't be bothered to finish. We hebben kaas, brood en zo gekocht. We bought cheese, bread and stuff. Both are casual. Don't put them in a letter to the gemeente. Two comprehension checks. Weet je wel is, you know, right? An appeal for shared understanding, often shortened to just weet je. Het is gezellig, weet je wel? It's cozy, you know. Snapje is more direct. You get it? And it's what you use when you've just explained something. Het was raar, snap je? Nou ja, is a resigned shrug. It closes a topic without resolving it. Nou ja, het kan slechter. Oh well, it could be worse. Deeply Dutch, that one. And cake? Literally look. Prefaces an explanation or a correction. Exactly like the English look and look. Here's the thing. Kijk, het werkt zo. Look, it works like this. Finally, the smallest and most practical item in this whole season. The Dutch hesitation noise is eh, sometimes written It sounds essentially identical to the English Ik denk van wel. I think yeah. Which means your existing stalling noise already works. Don't switch to an English in the middle of a Dutch sentence, though. It's a small tell, and it's an easy one to fix. Today's Bruegel proverb, on the darker side of conversation. An oorblazer? An oorblazer? Literally, an earblower. Meaning, a backbiter. Someone who whispers poison about other people. In the painting, he's murmuring into a listener's ear, and the listener is enjoying it. Modern Dutch would more likely say een roddelaar. A gossip. Example. Pas op voor hem, dat is een oorblazer. Watch out for him, he talks behind people's backs. That's episode 7. Prettige dag verder.